Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, thank you. All of you who've been subscribing lately, we've had some record weeks with folks subscribing to our free newsletter, and we really appreciate that. And, of course, don't forget to check out the blog right there on the homepage or at jimsblog.biz and all the other things you can do there, including an incredible body of work that Barbara Weltman has deposited with us over the last several years. I think we're coming up on 8 years pretty soon. I don't have those numbers in front of me because we may have already had it. I'm not sure, but Barbara's our good friend. She's with us, and she's the author of so many books, including the whole J.K. Lasser's series on small business taxes. She's got an outstanding eBay book out and a brand-new book on small business coming out in about a month that we're going to launch in sometime next month, I think. But more importantly, Barbara Weltman is our good friend. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Hi.
It's good to have you back. We haven't had our 8th anniversary yet, have we?
Is it March?
It's coming
something?
Up, I think, in a month. We haven't already done that, have we?
We haven't celebrated.
You haven't gotten flowers from me or anything, have you?
No.
Well, that's coming up in about a month or so, I think. And Barbara, again, I want to tell you what I told the audience earlier. We had a wonderful dinner last night with you and Malcolm, and we really appreciate you guys spending time with us, and thanks for picking up the tab. That was nice, too.
A pleasure.
Barbara, today is an important day in the lives of paying our taxes, isn't it?
Well, yeah, for small business owners, it's, you know, today's the wake-up call because tomorrow's the deadline for providing your employees with W-2 forms and providing all your independent contractors that you paid $600 or more to in 2005 with their 1099s.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't already provided your employees with their W-2s, they've probably already been knocking on the door saying, when am I going to get mine, right?
Absolutely.
Many of them already want to go ahead and file their taxes.
And don't forget, you have to do the W-2 form for yourself if you're an S-corporation shareholder and work for your business. Even if you're the only person working for your corporation, you have to give yourself a W-2 form.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, well, you're going to have to file your own taxes. The 1099s for the contractors over $600.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about that a little bit.
If you hire an individual to do work for you, for example, let's say you hire a web designer, and you pay $600 or more in 2005, you have to just report that amount on a form 1099 MISC, miscellaneous, to the IRS. And the information that you use to report is under the contractor social security number, which you obtain by having them sign a form W-9.
Which you should have obtained.
And my tip to everybody is, don't cut the first check until you get that W-9.
That's one of the things, that's one of the steps a lot of people probably don't do with contractors.
No. I mean, you think you're being a good guy by paying somebody right on time. But the first time that they give you an invoice for payment or just ask for payment, make sure that you have that signed. And it's so easy. You can download this right from the IRS website. I mean,
I want to come back to that site in a minute, but what if somebody came by and you had them do some maintenance work on your building or something like that, and the whole ticket was $1,100, let's say, or whatever, $603, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they did the work, and you paid them, and then all of a sudden they're listening to the show, and they say, oh, my goodness, I didn't do that. I didn't get that form done that Barbara said to do.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do?
Well, I would try to get it signed now so that you have, or at least get their social security number so you can file your 1099, fax them the form and let them sign it and get it back to you.
You got to find them.
Yep.
And what if you can't find them?
You got a problem.
Yeah.
You have a problem because you need to have their Social Security number, which is the tax identification number, in order for the 1099 to have any kind of meaning.
That's your part of the deal, right? I mean, you've got to come up with your part of the deal, and your obligation. You have some obligation in their reporting, don't you?
That you absolutely do.
If
you're going to take the deduction for it, that's the point. You're going to you're going to be taking a write-off, and if your return is examined, the IRS is going to look and say, well, you know, who'd you pay this to?
Right. So we got to get that done, and hopefully you can find all your contractors. They need to give you their Social Security number or their tax ID number, right?
Correct. Correct.
And they need to sign the form.
Correct.
And the form is, tell us what it is again and where do we get the thing?
It's a W-9 form that you get from the IRS website, www.irs.gov.
And so we go to forms on that website?
You go to forms and publications and click on the forms and just scroll down to the number, the W-4, the W-9, and you can print it out. And it's, as I said, it couldn't be simpler. You don't need your accountant to deal with it. You don't need your lawyer to deal with it. You can do it yourself.
Right. Okay, so make sure you do that. Okay, what else is – we got quarterly taxes to file, right?
Absolutely. And a bit of news, which is that starting in for the first quarter of 2006, starting in April, very small employers, people who basically have sideline businesses and maybe paying them, you know, somebody a part-time amount, will be able to just file annually. They won't have to file quarterly anymore.
Really?
Yep. There's a new form, a 944, that instead of filing the 941 quarterly, you only have
help?
To file annually. Mm-hmm.
You mean this is like help from the IRS?
It's like a simplification for small business owners. Well, a lot of people are trying to get them to simplify things a little, and this is one good thing, a step in the right direction. But we're talking about payments of about $4,000 a year.
Okay, so if your tax payments are under $4,000?
If the wages that you pay are going to be about $4,000 a year.
So including your own?
Yeah.
So if total wages are less than $4,000, you can file annually. Over $4,000, you got to go quarterly?
Correct.
Okay.
The IRS expects that about 950,000 small business owners will benefit from this.
Right. I believe so. Maybe more. Hey, thanks, Barbara. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Barbara Weltman after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. Barbara is the author of so many books on small business taxes and how to start a small business through eBay and so many different areas. And I encourage you to find out all the things that Barbara does at her website. Barbara, give it to us, please.
Weltman.com.
Say it again, please.
Barbara Weltman.
W-E-L-T-M-A-N, Barbara Weltman. And now the newsletter, they can still get that, can't they?
Yes, I have a subscription newsletter through my website, and it's a monthly and goes out nationwide. It's been around for a number of years and very
popular. Long time. It's a good one. And Barbara, what about the tax tip?
And there's a small business tip, sometimes taxes, a lot of taxes, but a lot of other tips every day on the website for free, just to go and see.
They can find your books there, and they can buy them there at the website, too, can't they?
Well, they can link through my website to Amazon and Barnes & Noble and other places
good.
That sell.
That's
yeah.
just good. BarbaraWeltman.com. Whatever Barbara does, ladies and gentlemen, is first class. Okay, Barbara, what are some other things we need to know?
Well, I think it's a good time to start thinking about 2006 because we're in a new age here, you know, new year, new opportunities to think about, new opportunities for example, the IRS just came out now with the credits you can claim for buying fuel-efficient cars.
Hmm.
The law is very complicated. It's not like a flat amount. It depends on the car and the manufacturer. And they listed them from for example, from the Prius. These are for hybrid type of cars.
Isn't it around a couple of $1,000?
Yeah, it's over $2,000 for the Prius, for example, and it goes down to a low of, I think it was about $900 for...
Didn't they put a limit on how many cars they would do that for, though?
You get the cars go, you get them this maximum credit that they've announced for the first 60,000 cars sold by a manufacturer, and then the credit gets phased back in the next quarter once the manufacturer has sold more than these cars. It is very complicated. Just ask
only the
dealer.
Government would come up with a rule like these. Like this.
Yeah, I don't know if this is more complicated than Medicare Part D, but it rivals it. Let's put it that way,
folks. If your goal is to complicate the uncomplicated, give it to the government. They'll take care of it for you.
Absolutely.
they're good at it. In fact, they probably teach courses on this. Barbara, one thing I'd like to point out is in some states, there's a corporate franchise tax that is probably due sometime in February. I know a number of states have that. So, folks, if you don't know about this, you might want to check with your state government, probably your CPA. Barbara, what do you know about that?
Well, for sure. Like in New York, it happens to be March 15th for corporate franchise. And the thing to note is that even if you have, for example, an S corporation where you're not really paying the tax, you may still have a fee that you have to pay each year.
Mm-hmm.
So check that. I mean, you may be under the impression, well, I don't owe taxes because I'm an S corporation, I'm a pass through, but you still may owe a registration kind of tax.
Well, it may be $100, maybe $200 or $300, $400. Typically, it's my experience, Barbara, it may not be this way every state, but typically it's not a lot of money.
No, it's not a lot of money, but the point
but it has
is
to
if
be
you
done.
Don't. Yeah, if you don't, then you're just throwing away money on interest and penalties.
Well, but here's the rest of the story, Barbara. It is one of the ways that you prove your corporation if anybody ever tries to pierce the corporate veil.
Yeah, if you get sued, you want that was the whole reason for incorporating in the first place.
Exactly. If you can't demonstrate that you've been operating your corporation as a corporation, filing the tax appropriate taxes and keeping the minutes and all that sort of thing, then someone trying to get through your corporation to your estate could use that against you to pierce the corporate veil.
Yeah, and what that means is that puts your personal assets on the line.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, Barb, what else?
Well, there are new opportunities for making improvements to commercial buildings. So if you own a commercial building, you can make certain energy improvements. And if you come up to certain standards, you get a tax deduction, $1.80 a square foot.
Hmm.
So that's something to look at.
One example would be energy efficient lighting, for example.
Yeah, right. Insulation and burners and all kinds of things like that, yeah. And again, the standards are kind of complicated, but it's worth exploring because it's a good write-off. If you're a home contractor, if you're building homes, there's a tax credit incentive for you to build energy-efficient homes. So again, it's something to discuss with the architect, with the engineer, to make sure you're complying and you get the write-off. You get the tax credit. So that's a good thing. There are other changes for 2006 to note. If you have a qualified retirement plan, let's say you have a 401k for your business,
mm-hmm.
you can amend it to include a Roth 401k.
That's new, isn't it?
Brand new for 2006.
We had Roth IRAs, but not Roth 401k.
Correct. And this is the first time you can do this. And what it means is that the money goes into your retirement savings on an after-tax basis. You don't get any break going in. But once the money's been there for a sufficient amount of time, all the earnings and the money comes out tax-free.
No matter what bracket you're in?
No matter what bracket you're in.
Is this like the IRA where it's better for younger employees?
Well, yeah, it certainly is more meaningful the longer
right.
that you can keep it
yeah.
in there.
But Barbara,
there's no
give us the
age...
website again. We've got to wrap it up. Give us the website
okay.
again, please.
It's BarbaraWeltman.com.
Barbara Weltman, folks. She's the best. Barbara, thank you for being here. Thanks again for last night, and we'll see you next time.
You bet.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back with Joe LaBaba right after these messages. Stay with us. And you ain't had enough to eat.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.